The 15th chapter of Hilchos Eidus, the Laws of Testimony. This perek contains 6 halachas and continues with the laws of various psulim, factors which will invalidate witnesses to testify. The 10th of the 10 categories that Rama began describing in the 9th perek, in this chapter he will speak about witnesses being disqualified as a result of their testimony, later bringing personal benefit to themselves. Perek Chamisha Asher, the 15th chapter, Halacha Aleph. Kol Eidus Shetovei Ha'ana La'odem Mimena, any testimony that a person would get some benefit as a result, Eina Meid Bo, he may not testify, should he be able to get any positive result later for himself. Shezehu Kameid Al Atzmai, this is just like testifying on yourself. And just as a person is not accepted as a witness for himself, since Adam Kodav Eitzel Atzmei, a person is considered related to himself, therefore he cannot testify as to anything by which he will get some personal gain. Lefichach, therefore, b'nei ha'ir, shabo ma'arer la'arer aleihem, that a person comes to the people of the city with a complaint against them, b'merchatz, with the communal baths, oy b'rochev shal ir, or in the street, which belongs to the city. Both of these cases, everyone in the city has a share, that all the people in the city share a bit of the profit from this merchatz, or have the right to utilize this street, this public thoroughfare. And should someone else come to complain that he has a claim against this one of these two areas, ein echad mibalei ha'ir meid b'davar hazeh, b'lei don, no member of the city is allowed to testify regarding this or to be a judge, that since he will possibly get some benefit if this person who is bringing the complaint is rejected, therefore it is considered to be nageya be'edus and he is disqualified. That is, ad sheyasalek atzmei bekinyan gomer, until he removes himself from getting any benefit whatsoever, and he does it with kinyan gomer, that he makes an official act of acquisition, kinyan suder, by picking up a garment or something similar to show and make an official recognition that he is not going to claim any part of this merchat or of this street, and thereafter he can testify or he can be a judge in the case. But until he removes himself from getting any possible benefit, he is not allowed to testify or to judge. Halacha Beis. B'nei ha'ir shenignav sefer Torah shalehem. Inhabitants of a city that have had their sefer Torah stolen. Hayol ulashmiyahu osui. And since this Torah is made in order to hear, that what the people should listen to it, and therefore it is impossible for a person to say he's not going to get any benefit from the Sefer Torah. All the people in this city must listen to the Sefer Torah. So it is impossible for him to use this advice we gave at the end of Halacha Aleph. Should this be the case, ein donin b'dayonei b'isa ha'ir, he cannot be judged before judges from that city. And a proof cannot be brought from the members of that city, that since they are going to get some benefit from the Sefer Torah, it is considered to be nageya be'edus and is prohibited. But Ken Kol Kiyetzi Bazaar, so too, any similar case. Halacha Gimel. Ha'aymer tnu mona la'aniye iri. Along comes someone with a claim and says, give money to the poor people from my city. So the claim is against the person that he must give money to the poor people of this particular city. The law is ain donin b'dayoni eiso ha'ir, that the case may not be judged before those judges of that city. Vein mevin raya me'anshei eiso ha'ir, nor may you bring a proof from the people that live in that city, that since the money will go to the poor people of their city, and they will have to support the poor people, should this money not be given to the poor. Therefore, we suspect their testimony. It is nageya be'edusan, since they are saving money by having this award given to the poor people. As the Rambam now clarifies, b'meh dvorim amurim, when is it that we have this prohibition that they're not allowed to testify? Kesho'hoyu ha'niyim smuchim aleihem, when the poor people are dependent on them, are dependent on the inhabitants of the city, u'peiskin aleihem tzedakah, and the members of the city prescribe how much charity should be given. And therefore it is considered to be a direct responsibility of the inhabitants of the city, and should they testify, it would be considered as if it is nagei beidusim. And furthermore, filu omer shnai me'ansha eisa'ir, And even if two people from that city say, Anu nitein dover akotuv aleinu v'noid, that we will give straight up front the amount which is determined for us to give, and now let us testify. So in this way they hope to remove themselves that there is no, they are no longer nageya ve'edusan, that they will give all the money necessary, and the fact that as a result of their testimony, someone else will have to give the poor people money, this is not going to affect them, and we don't suspect their testimony. Since they already gave the money which they normally would have to give, we should not suspect them. The reasoning might indicate that we might not suspect them to testify falsely. Nevertheless, the halacha is ein shemin lahem. We do not listen to them and not accept their testimony. Why do we not accept their testimony? Shanohu lahem, that they still are getting some indirect benefit. Sheis ashru anim elu, that these poor people should become rich. Hoyel v'hem smuchim al b'nei ha'ir, since they are dependent on the people of the city, should they get enough money that they are no longer considered anim, then they will not have to get any money from the members of the city, from the inhabitants. And therefore, in future years, these two witnesses will not have to give. They are only giving money for the present, but for the future they are not giving. Should they get an award in this case, it would mean that the people of the city would no longer have to support them, and therefore it is considered negei bedusan even to these two, who immediately pay up their fees which are necessary for the tzedakah to support these poor people. The ken kol kiyetze bozen, so too, any similar case.
Halacha dalet. Karka shebein shnei shutvin, land which is owned by two partners, and along comes someone to try to take away this land away from the partners. Let's say that Reuven and Shimon have bought land in a partnership, and they have bought it from Levi. And along comes someone and says, Levi stole this land from me, or some other claim which means that Reuven and Shimon have no right to this field. And let's say Reuven comes and wants to invalidate the ones that say that it was stolen. Let's say Reuven would be one witness, and we'd have another person somewhere to be a second witness, and therefore they are going to passel to invalidate his witnesses and be able to hold on to the field. Now it is certain that Reuven is not allowed to testify regarding his half of the field, because he is certainly nageya be'edus, certainly this is something which helps him out. But the question is regarding Shimon's half of the field. They both are partners in the field. Will we accept Reuven as a witness to testify for his shuta, for his partner? So the Rambam says, Eina meid l'shutfei oleha, that he is not even allowed to testify for his shutif, not even for his partner, Ella im silek atzmi mimeno, unless he removes any claim he has to that half of the field. Because normally the law is that we do not explicitly say, we do not say that one half of the field would belong to Reuven, the other half to Shimon, unless it has been explicitly stated. And Reuven says, this half, which belongs to Shimon, I have absolutely no claim to. And furthermore, and they make a kinyan, suder, by picking up a garment or some other object to indicate their official acceptance and official kinyan, that he is completely giving that other half to his shutif, to Shimon, and he has no connection with it whatsoever. And then he is not, the half which is, was originally his, this he will not be able to testify regarding. He's a negeya ba'edus. But at least the other half, since he has removed any claim he might have on it, he is allowed to testify for that half. And furthermore, even this is not enough. Let's say, for example, before Reuven made this kinyan and removed any claim he has to the half which is remaining in the possession of Shimon, Reuven borrowed money from somebody. And therefore, this entire field became meshubet, there was a lien on it in order to repay the person that lent the money to Reuven. Let's say Reuven signs away the half of the field to Shimon and gives it completely to him. That's good for Reuven's claim to that half of the field, and therefore he can testify. But if a Baal Chayv comes, someone that Reuven owed money to, and Reuven cannot pay him, then he is going to go and take it from the other half of the field. Because even though Reuven now has no claim to the field, however, the one that lent money to Reuven has a claim to that field. Because that part of the field was also Meshubat, was subservient to paying off his loan before Reuven gave it away. And therefore he has to make a kinyan that not only he is giving that half, that Reuven is giving his claim to that half away to Shimon, furthermore, for Sheim Ba Bal Chayv Shalei, that if the one he owes money to should come along, the Trofa Miyat HaShutov, and should take away the half of the land, which belongs to Shimon, because since that land was also subservient to paying off his loan, so he accepts upon himself Reuven to Meshalom Loi Domeha, to pay back any of the loss, any of the money which might loss, financial loss which might be caused. And then he is completely not negayed. He will not be helped by his testimony to say that this part of the field belongs to Shem, and he cannot be helped in any way. Therefore, va'achakach, after he does all of this, made le'alaha, he can testify for Shimon regarding his half of the field. The king called Koyetzim is as so to any similar case where he is allowed to remove himself completely so he should no longer be Negeah Be'eduse. There are opinions, incidentally, in Rishenim and brought also Allah and Achreinim, that even after removing himself, he would not be allowed to testify. Such as other cases where somebody is originally negeya the edus, if he was negeya when he originally saw the edus, even though later on he might remove himself from it, there are opinions which say he is not allowed, still not allowed to testify. The Rambam, however, clearly holds over here that as long as at the time he is testifying, he is not negeya, he is allowed to testify, regardless of his circumstance at the time that he actually witnessed the event. Halacha hei. In this halacha, the Rambam will compare two different people who get the fruit of a field. An Oris, who does not own the field, he rather works for it and gets a percentage of the produce of the field. And a Seicher, someone who rents the field, including all of the produce of the field. Ha'eirer al-Hasodeh, someone that comes to make a claim against the field. He claims that the present owner of the field, let's call him a Reuven, is not the legal owner of the field. Really, it belongs to him. So, in yesh ba'peirus, if this particular field produces fruit, or it has produce, ein ha'oris made la'aleha. An oris, a tenant farmer, who gets a percentage of this field that he works on, that belongs to Reuven, is not allowed to testify. Shari reitzar es la'mida biyad ba'leha, because he wants the field to be put in the possession of its owner, its present owner, Reuven, Kadesha Yitul Chelko Bapeires, in order that he should get his share of the fruit. He has been working the field, and he wants a share of the produce as he is entitled to. And if the person who is Ma'edir, who makes a claim against the field, should be correct, then he, the Oris, will get nothing of the produce. However, Ve'im Ein Bapeires Ma'id, if he has no share of the produce, he is not getting any percentage, then he is allowed to testify, and he is not considered to be negeya be'edus, because he will get no benefit from it anyway. Aval ha-seicher, however, a person that is renting this field, and gets all of the everything from this field, im lokach haschiras b'yodei, if he holds the money, the rent, which he has to pay for the field in his hands. In other words, he has not yet paid rent to the present owner. For Amar, and he says, kol mishatiskayim sadizu b'yodei, yitel, that whoever can establish this field to be in his possession can take this money. In other words, he has the money, he hasn't given it away yet. And he says, whoever can prove it's his field, let him take the money. If it's the present owner, it's my present landlord. If it's the one that's coming to me, ma'arid, it's him. I'll give it to whoever wants it. Whoever can prove that it's his. Hareza mei, this person can testify the seicher, because he couldn't care who it is he's paying this money to. However, vim kvar nosan aschilus labala sade, if, however, he has already given the rent to the present owner of the field, ain't a maid, he is not allowed to testify. Kivin shim teitza sadla ma'arit, because if this field goes into the possession of the one that's complaining, chayiv litin lischar kol ashanim sheyoshev ba, he will be required to give rent for all of the years that he has been in this field. And therefore, ain't a maid, he cannot testify. Because since he has already paid the money to the present owner, and the one that is coming to be ma'arit has proved that the present owner, the present landlord, is a thief, and really the field belongs to him, so the one who was paying rent all this time has been paying the rent to the wrong person. He owes all of the previous years of rent to the one that was the true owner of the house. And therefore, he doesn't want to do that, even though he will be able to go later and claim the money from his previous fake landlord. Nevertheless, as the commentaries point out, this is something a person doesn't want to do. Even though he'll have the right to his money, a person does not want to have to go to court to get it back, to have to drag him to Beis Din and get the money out of him. And therefore, he would rather that the field be established in the present landlord than have someone else. Therefore, he is considered negeya be'edus. It is for the same explanation that the law is given in Shulchan Aruch, that if the one that is presently the landlord takes all of the money which has been paid to him and gives it back to the one that is renting the land until the Beis Din has concluded. In that case, he is allowed to testify, because then he has the money in his hand and he couldn't care who it is he testifies for. He is no longer a Negeya Be'edus and therefore believed. The Ken Kol Kayetza possess so too in any similar case. Halacha Zayin. Shimon borrowed money, Vahaya Ruvin Arev, and Ruvin was the guarantor, the Arev, the guarantee that if Shimon somehow does not pay back the loan, Ruvin will guarantee that it is repaid. So now, Shimon has land, and Ruvin is the Arev, and everything is fine. However, Ubo Yehuda, no one comes another person who is totally uninvolved in this loan, La'arer al Shimon Holeva, making a complaint against Shimon, Bahaitzikarka Mitachas Yode, to take away land from Shimon's possession. He holds that either Shimon owes him money, or the land really belongs to him, and he wants to take away this land from Shimon. Now the question is, is Reuven considered Negeya Be'edus regarding this land? Because let's say the person that Shimon borrowed money from comes to collect his loan, and Shimon does not have with what to repay. So if he has to collect from Shimon, he'll take from Shimon. If Shimon has no money, then he will grab some of Shimon's land and use that as repayment for the loan. If Shimon has no land, then he'll run to Reuven and take the money from Reuven. So we might think that since it is in Reuven's benefit, it is to Reuven's advantage, that Shimon should own land, we will not trust Reuven to testify that this field really belongs to Shimon and protect it from the accusation of Yehuda. So the Rambam learns, Im yesh l'Shimon sada acheres keneged achayv, if Shimon, as long as Shimon has some other piece of land, which is of sufficient value to cover the money he owes, harei Reuven ha'arev yesh lei lahoyed al eisa karka shehi shal Shimon. Reuven, the guarantor, is allowed to testify regarding this land that belongs to Shimon. Shein lehana b'zeh, because he's not getting any benefit. Because what does he care? Because even if he doesn't testify, it belongs to Shimon, and Yehuda takes it, Sheim lacha Yehuda, if Yehuda takes this land away from Shimon, harisada acheres sheyipare mimeno bal chayve. There's still another field remaining that the one Shimon owes money to can collect from. So he's not worried that Shimon's going to lose this field to Yehuda. Shimon anyway has another field. So Reuven, the order, the guarantor is still protected, and therefore he is not considered negeya be'edus. The kain lekeach rishon made lekeach sheni shalakach acharav shezesh hasadish shaloi. And so too, a first buyer is allowed to testify regarding the second buyer who bought something later that the field belongs to him. Let us say that there is Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven has two fields. So Reuven sold one field to Shimon, and later on he sold another field to Levi. Now at the time Shimon bought this field from Reuven, all of the land which Reuven owed was meshubah to this transaction, including the field which later on Levi is going to buy. Let's say someone comes with money that Reuven owed him, and Reuven does not have what to pay back. So the law is all of Reuven's possessions were meshubat to the one that Reuven owes money to, and therefore the person that is the Baal Chayv of Reuven will come and grab the field away from Shimon. Now how can Shimon protect himself? What's he going to do if the Reuven's Baal Chayv grabs his field? Simple. He'll go and grab the field away from Levi. But since the field that Levi bought was originally part of the possessions of Reuven, and at the time that Shimon bought his field, all of Reuven's possessions, including this field which is now Levi's, was also meshubet, subservient to his transaction, then he'll grab away the field from Levi. But for this, it's necessary that the field belong to Levi. Therefore, it is ultimately in Shimon's interest that Levi has this field. So if someone comes and makes an accusation that the field does not belong to Levi, it would seem questionable. How can we believe Shimon regarding this problem in Levi's field? Because Shimon is Negeya Be'edus, it seems. He's Negeya Be'edus because he wants this field to belong to Levi, so he should be able to collect from it in the event that his field is grabbed away. So the Rambam explains over here, "V'kein lekeach rishon meid lekeach sheni, shelokach acharav." The first buyer, in our case, Shimon, can testify for the second buyer, Levi, who bought after him. Shazeh asa d'shalai, that this field really belongs to him, it belongs to Levi. However, who sheyesh l'meichar asa d'ben chayrin, k'neged d'mei asa d'shalakeach rishon. This is only when the seller, Reuven, has readily available land to correspond to the money, which is to the value of the field that the first buyer, Shimon, has. If Shimon bought the field from $1,000, perhaps Shimon's field will be grabbed away by the Balchev of Reuven. So Shimon must know that the Reuven has another field, which is worth $1,000. So, and in this case, the first buyer, Shimon, is allowed to testify. She'ein l'lekeach rishon hana, v'amid zeh sodeh, v'yad l'lekeach sheni. Because the first buyer, Shimon, has no benefit whatsoever that this field should be put back in the possession of Levi. She'afilu nitraf l'lekeach harishon, because even if the first buyer, Shimon, has his field grabbed away, al ha'meicher hu chayzer, he's going to go back to the seller. If he is missing now money because someone has grabbed away his field, he's going to go back, not to Levi. The first one he's going to go back to is the seller, to Reuven. And Reuven has another field that he can collect from. Since he has another field, Shimon doesn't care whether Levi owns a field or not. He's not going to have to come to Levi anyway. Reuven has a field. Therefore, as long as Reuven has a field that he can collect from, Shimon is allowed to testify in Levi's case. Since he has no interest that this field stays in the possession of Levi, because in the event that his field is grabbed away, he can always go back with a complaint against Reuven and grab the field back to correspond to what he originally bought.